I don't question his directorial skills at all. I think he's a pretty decent director because we saw what he was capable of in Get Out. I just feel that this is a stinker. And it's no shame. Every director has a stinker in their filmography. It's going to happen. It just seemed like this was just too predictable. I mean, from the very beginning, we knew, well, I knew that, okay, that's not her.
From the initial scene, it shows you that. You know where it's going. So all you're doing is just waiting for the movie to tell you something you already know.
Right. To add on to this, right? So you knew it wasn't her, like, just context. You just
had... Wait, what was going on? So it turned out it wasn't her, or...
All right, so...
Lupita Nyong'o was not the original... Was not the girl in the beginning.
Yeah, so basically what happens, again, it starts off with some vague Hands Across America thing. What would be Lupita Nyong'o's character's parents at a carnival? I think it was, like, Santa Monica or something. She wanders off into the beach and then sees a funhouse. She walks into the funhouse. She walks up to a mirror. She turns her back. And then it basically, something grabs her. So it's like her image in the mirror grabs her.
And then it just cuts.
Yeah.
So nothing happened after that?
Yeah. So, and then it just goes into her and her family going on a vacation. Then eventually, hey, just like you see in the trailers, hey, there's people standing in the driveway. If you want to get crazy, I can get crazy. And then that happens. And then just again, like you see in the trailers, that they look like us, they act like us. But there's not any explanation about why that's happening until the end of the movie, which is where James is about to go to.
Let's talk about these doppelgangers for one. Let's back up. Let's rewind. Everyone had a doppelganger. And I remember some time ago, I know you guys probably heard this saying, there's always a twin. You have a twin somewhere. So I've heard that saying before. And I guess this kind of goes with that. I guess they're trying to use that as the main point. But why? Why were they underground? What's going on? There's a lot more questions than answers.
So, Keith, think of every of the alternate universe people being stuck somewhere. And then what happens is that the Lupita Nyong'o's character bridges the gap by going into the funhouse. So she breaks the barrier between the alternate world and then the real world.
I thought it was a government experiment. Is that what it was?
Well, I'm just trying to put it into a context for Keith. That's all.
See, and the thing about it, okay, so that still blows me to this point, is that, okay, so out of all these doppelgangers, no one spoke except for Lupita's character. That right there was a giveaway. A dead giveaway, because everyone wasn't speaking, but she was speaking. Everybody else was talking in some type of, like, they were, you know what? We all saw Black Panther, right? You know how M'Baku was like, ooh, ooh, doing like the calls and whatnot. They were doing the same shit.
Yeah, so, Keith, again, there's a couple of scenes just kind of thrown in there, reverting back to when Lupita Nyong'o's character was a child. And there's one about, hey, she's not speaking. Her parents had a psychiatrist or psychologist wanted to. And it's like, well, hey, you need to encourage her to do arts. You need to encourage her to draw, paint, write.
Because she has PTSD.
Yeah, and maybe that'll rejigger everything. So that comes up twice in the movie. So, you know, again, from that scene, which is still very early on in the movie.
Something's not right.
Yeah.
So she was replaced in these... People under the stairs basically are like, they're coming up to take over the world. What the fuck? I mean,
okay, hold on. So they came up because, so in the fun house or house of mirrors or whatever you want to call it, right? The doppelganger grabbed her and basically switched off. So the person that you see that is stalking Lupita's character is actually the little girl, is actually right. The real person. She's the one who concocted the plan to try to get them out and to basically try to take over.
So she can get back home.
No, basically she didn't want to be there with the other people. So she assumed her identity and then replaced her with the original and then lived a whole life. And then the original is coming back to take back what's rightfully hers.
Right. That's what I said.
But yeah, it just wasn't done intelligently. So
yeah,
again, that's like an episode of Star Trek, but everything revolves around Star Trek for me.
How did they take over the world with scissors? One, they're scissors. And then two, where did they get these scissors from? It's not like they had scissors just hanging around and then these Freddy Krueger gloves. You think with the amount of weapons that they had, they would have been able to take them out.
At some point, it's like full on Purge.
They took over the world.
Like, there's
wait, news. They killed everybody? Like,
You saw bodies all over the street.
The people on the stairs eventually come out, start killing everyone. Oh my God, here's a news clip about this strange thing happening. People that are not talking, that they're protesting, but then they're killing people.
Right. They used, hold on, kicker right here. You ready for this? They used Hands Across America as their template.
What do you mean? Like they all held hands? Like what the
yep.
fuck?
So, yeah. So again, at the very beginning of the movie, there's this vague clip about Hands Across America. Here's a commercial. Oh, Hands Across America, everybody. Then it cuts to Lupita Nyong'o's character. There's also like some random clip about bunnies, rabbits. Mm-hmm.
Bunnies, what the fuck?
In the very beginning of the movie, you have a slow zoom out of a bunny, one rabbit, right? That shows a whole cage full of rabbits. So basically like cloning. They clone rabbits and mice and all that bullshit. That's where they were going with this shit.
And then there's one little brown bunny.
Right. It wasn't good, man. The little boy's doppelganger, which to me is still kind of, I don't know, maybe I was overthinking. But at this point, I was just like, it has to be more to it.
Yeah, so there's a clip at the end where the Peter Nyong'o's character, you know that she's not the original. She's killed the original. Her son gets kidnapped and like locked in the locker or something. She rescues him while they're driving. She looks at him and he just kind of looks at her just like with this weird look on her face. And then she smiles.
And he puts his mask on.
That's not him.
You know what I was kind of thinking? I was thinking that it probably wasn't him. How would you explain that? And the reason why I say that it wasn't him, listen to me on this. Y'all can tell me if I'm tripping or not. All the other doppelgangers, like the daughter and Lupita's character,
they didn't
have nothing wrong with their mouths. But the boy's doppelganger had his mouth like burned or shut.
Yeah, he had like a whole face mask and then his face was...
He acted like a monkey.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and then he died, so... He realized that your doppelganger does whatever you want. They mirror you. So he started walking backwards. His doppelganger walks into the fire.
That's what made me think, like, okay, maybe the boy isn't really the boy. He's a doppelganger, too. Why was his mouth fucked up? You know what I'm saying? Maybe because he was talking. Maybe she did to him to try to make sure they didn't fuck with him. But then at the same time, if you think about it, she concocted this plan. How would she even know about what's going on in the outside world when they're underground? How would she even know about Hands Across America? That's what I'm saying. There's so many plot holes in this.
Is it her t-shirt?
But how'd she get the t-shirt?
The t-shirt was put on her.
You're not understanding what I'm saying. Like, they were all underground, so they didn't really have...
I thought she took the t-shirt outside. She took the Thriller t-shirt from her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what she had underneath was that t-shirt.
I'm talking about the Hands Across America shit. She had that shirt too.
Well, apparently might have had TV. I don't know.
that t-shirt was under the Thriller shirt is what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, okay. All right. Got you.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make stuff up. I literally went home and I missed it. Like, what did I miss? And that was one of the things I missed. That's where she got the idea because she had the Hands Across America shirt.
Yeah, but I think we were kind of overthinking this a lot, and it's still a terrible movie.
It's your favorite movie in the world.
No, it's not. No. You are the Key and Peele fan, and I was completely wrong. I was like, Matt's going to give that a 9. Like,
no. Nope. It was fucking terrible.